Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. We are glad that you've joined in to this program where we hope to share some excitement from our Carolina Outdoors and maybe even educate you on something that you didn't know about before. That's what education is. Or maybe, get you to head out into our Carolina Outdoors and enjoy it just a little bit. Bill Bartee is the voice on this side of your radio dial or computer dial if you're listening to us via the podcast, and
Christopher Lawing on this side of the dial too.
That's right. So we're glad everyone has joined in as we break down this week's four segments of the Carolina Outdoor Program. And Christopher, as we delve into it, of course, we need to pay attention and recognize something that we've talked about in prior weeks, but we've had a noticeably wet last few weeks across the Carolinas, and that is wreaking havoc in many people's communities, in many places that we like to go recreate, that sort of thing. So let's talk about the water levels, at least at the beginning of today's Carolina Outdoors.
Yes, so here in the Charlotte area, the most that we have really seen has been standing water, maybe some rising creeks and streams, but nothing too crazy. If you see or have seen the pictures from the mountains from up that way, there are mudslides. Those creeks and streams are coming over their banks. There's a dam up, I think, in the McDowell County that was in, quote, imminent failure. It did not, but water's powerful. It's amazing to read the news and see the pictures and then realize, hey, what keeps us alive is also pretty dangerous, too.
Well, it's something to pay attention to because it is powerful. Of course, in previous weeks, last week, in fact, on one of the segments, Don Yeager, who is out and about this week, so we're glad that you are in his stead on the Carolina Outdoors. But anyway, we talked about the Wilson Creek area, and for anglers, for hikers, and for campers, that is an area that floods quickly, flash flood, if you will. It gets up quickly and can be very dangerous, but a lot of kayakers and paddlers, whitewater, the whitewater variety, are sneaking out there because of the upgraded water levels creates water for them to paddle through more and enjoy. But of course, you do need to have the proper training, the proper background to take on the Wilson Creek Gorge area of Wilson Creek. And of course, if you are a hiker, an angler, or a camper, you do need to go to the U.S. Geological Survey website. Water data is there, and they have different reading centers across the country, not just North Carolina. Not every creek is covered, not every river is covered, but you can get a sense of what's happening wherever you may be heading for a fishing trip, a hiking trip, or a camping trip. I leave camping in there because if you set up your tent or your camp area in a low-lying place, in fact, don't do it.
Yeah, don't
go
do
to
that.
High ground for tent setup, that sort of thing. There's some other places in the Carolinas that are fantastic for us to see this time of year specifically. Actually, before I delve into that, one of which we've talked a good bit about, but they're having a tougher season because of water levels, is the Catawba River and the Rocky Shoals spider lily bloom that
yes.
happens in May and June
mm-hmm.
each year. The bloom is going on, but because of the water level being so high, and I think maybe a cooler spring, it's a slower start. They had their Lily Fest last week. Is that right? 2 weeks ago. And the bloom has reached 15-20% at that time. You can go to Jesse Brown's Facebook page, of course, and we'll have the upgraded viewing of the Rocky Shoals spider lily.
Were you able to go down there, Bill? Were you able to see or even see some pictures?
I did. One of the most ideal ways to go is to paddle the Catawba.
Mm,
It is normally an easy paddle, so to speak, and you can go straight through the flowers that bloom. Each flower blooms differently, separately each day. So it's a different bloom every day.
Wow.
And the best. I love to paddle through there. This year I didn't paddle. It's a great hike as well, an easy stroll, if you will, on the canal trail or the nature trail. So we took that on, and they have a viewing platform that you can see the, oh, I don't know how many acres of flowers it is, but it was substantially lower. Now, this is 2 weeks ago, substantially lower than normal. It just, to me, seems like the bloom will delve deeper into the month of June and be more powerful for you to view during the month of June, and kind of that's where we're heading here in the year of 2018.
So if you missed Lily Fest, make sure to pull out that GPS, plug in the magic spot, and head down there to see some lilies. We have more of a chance this time to see it this season.
Now, there is a place in South Carolina we're going to stay down there. That is Lansford Canal State Park, where the Lily Fest is going on. On one of the upcoming segments that we are putting forth today, we're going to have Scott Teodorsky come on, Chief of Interpretation for the Congaree National Park. There are some things in this world that you can only really appreciate when you see them in person. And the Grand Canyon could be one of those. As many photos, and you're a photographer, as many photos as you see of the Grand Canyon, seeing it in person is impactful.
Totally different. Yes.
The islands of Santorini over in Greece. To see the postcard is one thing, but to see it in real life, woo, is another. The fireflies of Congaree, the synchronized fireflies of Congaree, I think we're going to put in that equation of things that you must see in person. And we're going to talk about them and find out about the synchronous fireflies of Congaree and of the Southeast. It's a fairly rare species of fireflies that are avail themselves in just a few spots. And right here in the Carolinas, we have two spots. The Great Smoky National Park has the Elkmont region, where in the month of May and June, the synchronous fireflies participate. And just about an hour and a half down the road, give or take, from Charlotte, North Carolina, Congaree National Park, one of the newer national parks in our U.S. system, they have the synchronized fireflies on display right now. Again, you can see it on the web, you can see it on television or in a photograph, but I think in person is really when it is at its most impact.
So, oh, I'm sure. The peace of the night, just the quiet of the night, and to see those little natural fireflies flashing in the distance.
Hey, and speaking of national parks, Ken Burns made a great movie called The National Parks, America's Best Idea.
Yes. Oh, it was so well done. Beautiful photography, cinematography, great interviews. It was just very impactful. And I think a lot of the people who saw the documentary went out to the national parks that year.
Well, and one of the other things that was fantastic on there was the music.
Oh, yes. Oh, it was very much
in
so.
In fact, it is recognized as one of the best soundtracks put forth of his many, many successful documentary movies. Later on, we're going to have one of the musicians who lays his head in the Carolinas. He's going to join in and talk about his music and also another art form that we may find of interest. So you'll have to stay tuned for that segment of the Carolina Outdoors. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors, whether it be via the radio waves of WBT. Maybe you're joining us via podcast. I'm Bill Bartee, along with Christopher Lawing. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more segments of the Carolina Outdoors.